January 25th, 1986, Saline County Sheriff's Office took a call and worked an incident on I-70 at milepost 237, which is where Mulberry Creek goes underneath I-70. They had a report of a woman found dead in a stream out there. There was quite an extensive investigation that's followed that over the course of these 34 years. We've had numerous leads, hundreds and thousands of leads from all over the country and all over the world. And one thing that's happened in the last few years that's come up that's been a problem for us is we didn't have a modern DNA profile for the victim. We've worked all this time. We've had a lot of missing person reports that have been called into us. So that's kind of been our push the last couple of years is to try and to get a good DNA profile. In the spring of 2019, the FBI offered the DNA collection services to us in response to a request from Interpol. My understanding is that they had someone in the Netherlands that the dental records were a close match. Some teeth were missing, but they thought that it would be a good match. They wanted a DNA profile to match against that person. So the FBI solved the laboratory side of it. The Saline County attorney had secured us an exhumation order and a search warrant for the exhumation and collection of those items to create a DNA profile with the FBI. And that was executed July 29th of 2019. In January of 2020, that DNA profile was completed, and the FBI entered it in CODIS, and there was no match. And after I got notified that there was no match, I started inquiring what it takes to run that DNA profile or to move it over to some of the public DNA profile services that are out there. And we were looking into that when in late February we were notified that there was a familial match made and they needed to do some checking. And what became of that DNA match is in 2017, the state of Minnesota had numerous unidentified bodies around the state of Minnesota. And so they had put out to family members that had missing family members to come in and submit their DNA. And that would be put in a database that would, my understanding is around every 6 months, would be run against the DNA of found persons. So late February, that DNA was run that was collected in 2017. It was run through CODIS, and they did get this match. Since then, through laboratory analysis and dental records, we have got a positive identification of the lady that was found in 1986 in rural Saline County. Miss Molly has been identified as Robin Ann Green. She was 28 at the time. Robin Green was from Los Angeles, California, and from the information we've obtained so far, the last time she was seen was December 28th in 1985. We know Robin Green was last seen, with the information we have, with Michael Lewis Green. They'd been together at least a short time, and we believe they were married. They did own a residence together in California, and the information that we've received from family members is that, from their understanding, the house that they had been living in had been seized as part of a drug investigation. Robin Green's family has made a request to us not to identify them at this time. They didn't say that it'd be forever, but they don't feel comfortable right now. They've got a lot to take in, so they've asked not to identify them. They were here this last weekend. I met with them, and they were able to come and visit the gravesite and take a tour of the county. They've decided that with the history that Miss Molly had here, that they want to leave her remains here, and they're going to make arrangements for a stone with her proper family name on it. As a reminder, this is still an open homicide investigation. We have been conducting some interviews with, and it's pretty tough given the age, but with people that we know she was associated with in that time frame. So the ones that are still alive anyway, we've been trying to make contact with them. With that said, I would try to field some questions that we can, noting it's still an open investigation.